Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Len Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The center fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Caldwell. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Earl Caldwell. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Puccinelli. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Nemec. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Kelly. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Kelly. And now, play ball. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nemec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Salters reaches third base with a triple. Larry scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Salters scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salters who is chasing the ball. Wurstler reaches third base with a triple. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Wurstler scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hemsley moves to third. two outs. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nemec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Solters. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Al Nemec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nemec hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larry strikes out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Solters hits a pop-up towards short. Nemec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney strikes out. Two outs. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Worstler hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nemec fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moses takes first base on ball 4. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Hemsley and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Puccinelli strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to second. Al Nemec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nemec is 0 for 1 in the game. Nemec hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nemec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Caldwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nemec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley fires to first and picks off Hayes. One out. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a pop-up towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Soltis moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Soltis scores. Bottomley moves to second. It's 3-2, Browns. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Worstler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Wurstler moves to second. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wurstler moves to third. Moses moves to second. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to home to get Wurstler. Moses moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Caldwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Caldwell reaches second base with a double. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Soltis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Nemec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nemec is 0 for 2 in the game. Nemec hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 3, Athletics, 3. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a pop-up towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Coleman reaches third base with a triple. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nemec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Worstler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-3 in the game. Puccinelli hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Carey reaches second base with a double. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Caldwell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Browns. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Soltis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam West now playing center field. Bo Bell now playing right field. Moose Soltis now playing left field. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Nemec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nemec is 0-for-3 in the game. Nemec hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.